This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 25. How Mr. Rabbit Lost His Fine Bushy Tail. "One time," said Uncle Remus, sighing heavily and settling himself back in his seat with an air of melancholy resignation. "One time, Brer Rabbit was going along down the road, shaking his big bushy tail, and feeling just as scrumptious as a bee martin with a fresh bug." Here the old man paused and glanced at the little boy, but it was evident that the youngster had become so accustomed to the marvelous developments of Uncle Remus's stories that the extraordinary statement made no unusual impression upon him. Therefore, the old man began again, and this time in a louder and more insinuating tone. "One time, old man Rabbit, he was going long down the road, shaking his long bushy tail and feeling mighty biggity." This was effective. "Great goodness, Uncle Remus!" exclaimed the little boy in open-eyed wonder. "Everybody knows that rabbits haven't got long bushy tails." The old man shifted his position in his chair and allowed his venerable head to drop forward until his whole appearance was suggestive of the deepest dejection, and this was intensified by a groan that seemed to be the result of great mental agony. Finally he spoke, but not as addressing himself to the little boy. "I notices that them folks what makes a great admiration about what they knows is just the folks which you can't put no dependence in when occasion come up. You're one of 'em now, and he done come and excuse me in allowing that rabbits has got long bushy tails, which goodness knows if I'd have dreamt it, I'd have whirled in and undreamt it."
"Well, Uncle Remus, you said rabbits had long bushy tails," replied the little boy. "Now you know you did."
"If I ain't forget it off in my mind, I say that old Brer Rabbit was gwine down the big road shaking his long bushy tail. Dat what I say, and dat I stands by." The little boy looked puzzled, but he didn't say anything. After a while, the old man continued. "Now then, if that's greed, ter, I'm going on. If 'tain't greed, ter, then I'm gwine to pick up my cane and look after my own interest. I got work lying round here that's just naturally getting moldy." The little boy still remained quiet, and Uncle Remus proceeded. "One day, Brer Rabbit was going down the road shaking his long, bushy tail, when who should he strike up with but old Brer Fox, one ambled along with a big string of fish. When he passed the time of day with one another, Brer Rabbit, he opened up the confab, he did, and he asked Brer Fox where he get that nice string of fish. And Brer Fox, he up and respond that he caught him. Brer Rabbit, he say, whereabouts? And Brer Fox, he say, down at the baptizing creek. And Brer Rabbit, he ask how. 'Cause in them days, they was monstrous fond of minnows. And Brer Fox, he sat down on the log, he did, and he up and tell Brer Rabbit that all he gotta do for to get a big nest of minnows is to go to the creek after sundown and drop his tail in the water and set thar till daylight and then draw up a whole armful of fishes, and then what he don't want, he can fling back. Right dar's where Brer Rabbit drap his watermelon, 'cause he took and sot out that night and went a-fishin'. The weather was sort of cold, and Brer Rabbit, he got him a bottle or dram and put out fur the creek. And when he got dar, he pick out a good place, and he sort of squat down, he did, and let his tail hang in the water. He sat there, and he sat there, and he drunk his dram. And he think he gwine to freeze, but by and by day come, there he was. He make a pull, and he feel like he coming in two. And he fetch another jerk, and lo and behold, where was his tail? There was a long pause. Did it come off, Uncle Remus? Asked the little boy presently. She did that, replied the old man with unction. She did that, and that what make all these year bobtail rabbits what you see hopping and scattering through the woods. Are they all that way just because the old rabbit lost his tail in the creek? Asked the little boy. That's it, honey, replied the old man. That's what they tells me. Looks like they bleeds to take after the pa. End of chapter.